We're just seconds away from both a scary and helpful conversation with Dr. Amy Wilcoxon from Live Healthy Iowa. You're about to come face to face with some statistics and information that very well may shock you. But in the end, there's some hope. Dr. Amy Wilcoxon, coming up next here on the Business News Hour. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Arion HR. As a business person, you love working in your business, but maybe not so much on it. And when it comes to human resources, there are minefields everywhere. Arion takes care of HR issues for hundreds of small businesses and nonprofits so they can grow. Perhaps they can help you. Learn more at AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for clicking through again today. We are going to talk about living healthy and how Iowa plays in that picture. Our guest for this segment is Dr. Amy Wilcoxon. She is leading something called Live Healthy Iowa. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Michael.
So this is kind of interesting. This has had its genesis years ago, right?
Many years ago. 2002, in fact. It started with the governor's sponsorship of an initiative called Lighten Up Iowa.
Right.
Back in 2002.
It has been going on a while.
It's been going on a long time.
And then it went through some revisions.
Yes.
It was known as what?
It was now known. Now the flagship challenge that we host is called the 10-Week Wellness Challenge.
Oh.
It's very well known. Not very many people around the state of Iowa don't know about Live Healthy Iowa and or have not participated at some point in time in the last 15, 16 years.
What? And the goal for Live Healthy Iowa clearly is for people to live a more healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely.
And that, I suspect, has a big bearing relative to medical conditions as well as the cost of health care in our state.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Our vision for Live Healthy Iowa is, of course, Iowa would be the number one healthiest state in the nation. And that is, we're far from that, Michael.
Yeah.
In Iowa, we're 25 out of 50 in overall health. In the United States, we're 25 of 50.
Yes.
In overall health. And in our nation, we spend the most money on health care out of any other country on the planet.
And those outcomes sometimes are questionable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I just read a piece not too very long ago that indicated that Iowa's youth are some of the most obese in the nation.
Yes. In fact, the rates are staggeringly high. We now have the first generation of children ever in the history of man that will not outlive their parents' mortality
rate.
Really? Absolutely. Childhood diabetes is skyrocketing. Absolutely. And adult obesity, new news, Michael. New news, the state of obesity just came out with the study. We are now number 4 in adult obesity.
Iowa?
Fallen down from number 12 last year. So we are up, we're number 4. We have now surpassed Arkansas and Louisiana.
All right. Well, obviously you have your work cut out for you.
Yes, we do.
No matter how many people know about Live Healthy Iowa, this takes some work on the individuals who live in Iowa, correct?
Absolutely.
Talk to us about that. What?
Absolutely.
What? All right. And we're rushing right into the meat of this because I think this is important for people to understand. Just yesterday, Amy, I did a conversation with DaVita Healthcare, the DaVita Kidney Care.
Sure.
They are one of the fastest growing healthcare companies on the planet, publicly traded.
Sure.
They just opened yet another clinic here in the greater Des Moines metro.
Mm-hmm.
And they're dealing with end-stage renal disease,
yes,
which they say is skyrocketing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll tell you what, Americans are getting sicker and sicker every year, and there's no end to the sight in the trends, just no end to the sight. We have obesity is the number one common denominator in all the chronic diseases that there are. number one chronic denominator, and it is the cause of 40% of all cancers, obesity-related cancers. 40% of all cancers are obesity-related. So there isn't one chronic condition or chronic disease that is not related to your BMI, your body fat index.
And that goes mm-hmm. along with so many other issues and, mm-hmm. and can be... exacerbated
absolutely.
By lifestyle, yeah.
Absolutely. Right. And now is really the second leading cause of death, only after smoking. The second leading cause of death worldwide after smoking is obesity.
So, okay. Yeah. Just sitting here with you, I don't think you've ever struggled with your weight, have you?
Oh, that would not be true.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, because you're very svelte, you know, and I'm going, okay.
Absolutely.
Right?
I've been on every diet known to man, and I've been 40 pounds heavier in my lifetime. So like all other Americans, I have the same issue, and that is lifestyle change, and that's what it all boils down to. And diets are not working for Americans. And
no, they aren't.
There is absolutely, it's a trillion-dollar industry. It is not working. If it was, we'd be getting thinner and healthier. But that's not the case. They just keep making more money.
Yeah, my bride has been the past president of the Iowa Bicycle Group. The Des Moines Cycle Club.
Boom, yes.
There we go. And they have a program called The Biggest Loser.
Yes.
And it's all about weight and weight gain. And nutritionists have come in time and time again. It's a 22-week class where people will lose significant amounts of weight.
Yes.
And it all ties to two things, diet and exercise.
Absolutely.
Diet and exercise. And as they say, there is no diet that can outdo a lack of exercise. Would
Absolutely.
That be accurate?
Absolutely. It all goes together. Healthy choices, and not just in food and exercise, but in stress reduction and in social well-being and mental and physical and spiritual and nutritional. I mean, well-being is really yeah. where we need to be looking at all the areas of our lives, because quite frankly, most people are eating poorly and not exercising because they're not handling their stress right well. Correct, and they're doing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure, of course I do.
Yes.
You're talking to one of the most stressed individuals
yes.
on the planet right now.
Spiritually, occupationally, or otherwise, we're not handling our stress very
All right.
well.
Dr. Amy Wilcoxon, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about the Healthy Live Healthy Iowa initiative. Let's get into the meat of this. What do you want people to do or to understand that they can do to get a handle on some of this and start reversing some of these horrific trends that we've just talked about?
Well, what we want people to understand is that, you know,
without guilting them into it.
You know, the predictions are pretty dismal.
Yeah.
Yes, and guilt never works, by the way. But the predictions are pretty dismal. I mean, we're projected to be 4% more obese as a society in the next year. Healthcare dollars premiums are supposed to go up to 44% of our annual average family income. And then, of course, our healthcare providers are going to be paid on outcomes of the health the health of the population versus the services rendered. So this is going to render our healthcare system in a really big problem. It's going to crush our healthcare system if we don't, each individual person, every single one of us, make differences and really make an effort to make those healthy changes and choices and cooperate and be committed to our healthy lifestyle choices so that we can move the dial. You know, we can move the needle.
So let's talk about some of those healthy choices. And I'm going to have, we don't do politics on the Business News Hour, but it would be really interesting to see how the United States stacks up against other nations, other industrialized nations mm-hmm. in the world mm-hmm. that have some preventative health care mm-hmm. as a component of their national system.
Right.
That would be really interesting.
I will tell you, Michael, we spend the most, but we are at the bottom of the barrel in terms of overall health when we compare ourselves to other industrialized nations.
Exactly.
We're at the bottom three.
Yeah.
That's where we are.
And that's scary.
It's very scary.
All right. So let's talk about some common sense things that people should be doing.
Yes.
Just Yeah, go.
So what common sense things they should be doing?
Pushing away from the table?
Exactly. Absolutely. I always say, just in short, if we think about eating well, moving well, and thinking well, even just 10% better in each of those simple areas, just a little bit of concerted effort and commitment in each of those areas. Focus on your stress reduction more than you are. Just make better choices every time you eat. Just a little bit, you know, just one better choice. One more walk a week.
Right.
Start small with any area of well-being that you're looking at. Start small and build from there. I always recommend, too, that you always add what's good, add what you love, add the good, and it will crowd out the bad. So in terms of nutrition, add the apple. And have the apple with the donut,
right,
or the fries with the salad. Don't just have the salad or the donut or the fries.
Or the fries.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I understand completely what you're saying.
Yeah, so those are just little tips.
Right. When we talk about childhood obesity, that is, I suspect, directly correspondent to poor eating habits.
Yes.
A sedentary lifestyle,
yes,
among our youth.
Yes.
I don't want to make anybody guilt trip here, but,
yes,
but parents have got a real responsibility.
Absolutely. Only less than 21% of all of the adults in the United States are meeting the physical activity requirements. Less
wow.
than 21%. And our kids, where do they learn? They learn from us.
Sure they do.
Our kids and our grandkids. So it's essential. We can educate kids all day long, but at the end of the day, if they don't go home to an environment that supports their well-being and better choices, it really is just demise for our children. So, again, it goes back to each and every individual person taking on that personal responsibility to save the lives of the next generations.
You're a physician, and so how much does heredity, and I don't want to have excuses here, how much does heredity play into an unhealthy lifestyle and an unhealthy life?
Yeah, there's always a hereditary piece and component, a genetic component to different diseases and disease processes. But there's also a study of field called epigenetics. And epigenetics is how the study of how genes are, how your genes are actually expressed due to the environment that they are in. So very many of our genes can be expressed in different ways due to the environment. So epigenetics, EPI, epigenetics. So
all
we
right.
we can have a greater impact on our genetics by changing our environment. Right,
okay.
Our environment, our food environment, our physical environment, right? And so many times, really what's not genetic about a family trait is the genes themselves. What's causing the family trait is the lifestyle choices.
Sure, yeah, that would
that are passed down from, and behaviors that are passed down from generation to generation. It's a cultural.
So in other words, you can break the cycle.
And you can absolutely break the cycle. There are very few real genetic diseases like Down syndrome, right? That would be one. You can't escape.
Sure.
But many of them are due to generational teachings and behaviors.
Wow. Dr. Amy Wilcoxon, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Live Healthy Iowa. A kind of a bleak picture at the beginning, but I think your message is that there is hope.
Absolutely. The bad news and worst news we all know, and it's very depressing. But the good news is, you ready for this?
Yeah.
75% of all the chronic diseases, every single one, are reducible, reversible, and preventable due to lifestyle change and choice.
Bam.
75%, and that is absolutely proof that we can change this around, and that is the good news.
You know what's stunning about this, Amy, is that and now this kind of makes sense. We're cyclists; we do a lot of bicycle riding, you know, and so when I'm having a conversation with friends, and they say, "Oh, did you ride your bike?" and I say, "Yeah." So where'd you go? I said, "Oh, we went to someplace and back." How far was that? I said, "Oh, 25 miles, 30 miles. And they go, "What? That's crazy."
Right.
So, which it's not.
No, not if you're a biker.
No, but that stunning comeback from people would indicate to me that they're just really not used to being out and doing things.
Absolutely.
All right, here's another. Yeah, and you have lots of friends on this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, in Iowa, interesting you bring this up. In Iowa, you know, Minnesota is just our northern border. They're always in the top 10 in overall health in the United States. Why is that? And I get asked that question a lot. I bring this up because Iowans hibernate in the winter, and we are absolutely hibernators, and Minnesotans are absolutely dying if they can't get outdoors in the wintertime. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. And to your point, I think, which is really interesting, one year I was in Minneapolis for a convention or some type of an event, and one of the stunning things, it was in the winter, and one of the stunning things I noticed was how fast Minnesotans walk.
Yes.
and I'm going, what the heck is with these people? They're really into this. So go snowshoeing. Go get out, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I spent 20 years in Minnesota, so I know that there is a lot of crabbiness when there's no snow. Snowshoeing, you know, ice fishing, snowmobiling, cross-country skiing, even walking and running and biking in the winter. It's just nuts.
Yeah, I have friends that own Bike World, and they are seeing an increase. Interestingly enough, this is very
in the
curious.
Winter biking.
Exactly, in winter biking with the large tired
bicycles
that can do that kind of terrain. Our guest is Dr. Amy Wilcox, and we're talking about Live Healthy Iowa. And it all sounds to me, Doctor, that we got some work to do.
Yes, so what actions can we take? Well, at Live Healthy Iowa, what we want is to bring people together. Friends, families, businesses, organizations, counties, communities, cities, bring people together in team-based, healthy lifestyle, positive lifestyle change programs and challenges. That's what we do. It's very simple. It's not rocket science. Let's make it easy. Let's make it affordable. Let's make it fun. Let's make a challenge and a competition that's friendly, that's and engages people to start off on this new journey of lifestyle change, because it's not easy.
No,
if anyone has made a change, and I know this to be true, change
too.
Is hard and change is daunting. When you tell people they have to change, quote unquote, they shut down. Because you know why, Michael? They've been there and they've done that. And they've failed so many times before. So they're afraid, right? And then we stay stuck in these cycles. But that's why I love the Live Healthy Iowa challenges and the 10-week challenge coming up in January, January 14th. Registration opens December 3rd. Don't let me forget to say that. But that's why I love this, because people can get involved with each other and hold hands and do it together. Get a team. You can't do it by yourself.
Absolutely. And you have an accountability partner this way as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Accountability partners are essential. Yeah. Absolutely. You can't, you know, I love Fitbits and Garmins and all of these wearables, and you can do your own challenges. I got that. But you know what? 80% of the population fails in a challenge, even if they have a Fitbit. They don't finish 2 weeks.
Hmm.
Right? 20% of the society is doing is already committed, right, to their health and well-being. 80% are not, right? That's why we need the team challenges. We need the 20% to step up and be the team captains of the 10-week challenge and lead the others. Grab a team of 80%ers and let's get on board. Let's get those role models to get those other people on board, your friends, your family, your coworkers, you know who they are,
sure,
who need a help. They need a helping hand, right? So it makes such a difference to have that team environment.
Dr. Amy Wilcox, and ladies and gentlemen, a great conversation about Live Healthy Iowa. Registration for the 14th of January takes place on the 3rd of December.
Yes, it opens then.
It opens then. We will have links to all of this on the radio blog. Thank you so much for sitting down doing
You're
this.
You're very welcome.
Good stuff.
You're very welcome.
Once again, that was Dr. Amy Wilcoxon from Live Healthy Iowa. We will have links to that and to the registration page, all kinds of information about how you can start to live a healthier life. And God only knows, according to those statistics, we need to start down that path sooner than later. Well, that wraps it up for today. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett at Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your project? Yeah, we can hook you up. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.